be all I know, some are been nothing. Kunkala bomb after bomb. Kito mwela kuchibotolo. Belegede kumwanga chikolopo. Diwalango. Ngawanjeva sikidi. Sinka kolonga nikane bumbanga na kolwa. Amano yala funda ko. Iki sungu chai sanelia chikupisha. Natingana ngapati lecha kolwa. Inakakali dwe konyansa. Nibaziva nikondwele samulili. Sinisa kila chikondi. Kulandikisha twate wakana besa Basila tita tumfuwa tulimaule Siwa ziwa tima pezeka Machakola weka weka Batinto mfuwa Basangwana batinto mfuwa banabo Avalambo Basangwana balambo banabo Navata kolwa Basangwana batisili zile chimwala You enemies of happiness
in Lusaka. Power. Power. 1.3 FM. A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 1.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
Paramount Chief Chitty Mukulu of the Bemba thanks President Hakainde Hichilema for the support towards funeral arrangements of his wife. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, says the new IBA Act No. 25 of 2025 represents a significant milestone in Zambia's broadcasting landscape. In international news, Uganda expels three French journalists. In sports, Power Dynamos held by Rivers United.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Paramount Chief Chitty Mukulu of the Bemba people in Northern Province has thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for the support government rendered to him following the death of his wife, Bernadette Mwamba. Speaking when Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, paid a courtesy call on him at his palace, the Chitty Mukulu said the head of state showed love and compassion by directing that government takes care of all funeral expenses. He said he had support from government leaders and members of the public during the period of mourning. The traditional leader pledged to work with the government of the day, adding that he shares a long history with the ruling party leadership. He disclosed that he was in the same school intake with UPND founding president Anderson Kabela Mazoka at Mungwi Technical Secondary School. The Chitty Mukulu also commended government for upgrading Kasama Airport, saying the project, which had stalled since 2009, was completed within 1 year under the UPND administration. In response, Mr. Tayali said he found it important to mourn with the traditional leader in line with Christian values. He added that the upgraded Kasama Airport reflects the love President Hichilema has for the people of Northern Province. In another development, Zambia is poised to host the Environmental Protection Dialogue, EPD 2026, with full preparations underway. Ms. Maggie Mapalo Mwape, Executive Director of the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, announced the launch of the EPD 2026 and its official website. Ms. Mwape stated that the country is ready to welcome over 700 delegates to Lusaka for the event, scheduled from October 14th to 16th, 2026, at the Mulungushi International Conference Center. The dialogue will center on sustainable mine waste management and environmental protection. Ms. Mwape noted that Zambia has successfully hosted 5 EPDs between 2020 and 2024, and the upcoming edition aims to build on these achievements while enhancing stakeholder engagement. She emphasized the critical need to address tailings dam failures and promote environmental safety. Traditional leaders, civil society, and international partners will actively participate in the discussions. The theme of the EPD 2026 reflects Zambia's commitment to sustainable development. She called on all stakeholders to unite in the effort to protect Zambia's environment for future generations.
It is with great excitement and a profound sense of responsibility that we are here today as the Center for Environment and Justice to announce the Environmental Protection Dialogue 2026 and launch its dedicated website page carrying valuable information about the proceedings. The EPD is back after a break of reflection, introspection, and action-oriented focus. This year's EPD under the theme, Safeguarding Our Future, Addressing the Impact of Environmental Degradation in Zambia, comes in the wake of what appears to be the most challenging era for sustainability and sustainable development. It also speaks directly to the challenges we face and the opportunities we must seize to protect our environment and secure a sustainable future for generations.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has announced that the enactment of the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act No. 25 of 2025 represents a significant milestone in the evolution of Zambia's broadcasting landscape. In a year-end press statement detailing the performance of the broadcasting sector in 2025, IBA Board Chairperson Chikosola Chulu emphasized the new act, once operational, will enhance the authority's regulatory framework and modernize the industry by leveraging technology. Mr. Chulu highlighted that the new act lays the groundwork for improved efficiency, transparency, and inclusiveness within the sector. It will foster innovation, encourage investment in digital platforms, enhance the quality of content available to the public, and better address the needs of citizens. Additionally, the Act aims to ensure that content related to information, education, and entertainment reflects the realities of a rapidly changing world. Following the enactment of the IBA Act of 2025, the authority will begin developing the necessary regulations in the form of statutory instruments to facilitate the implementation of the new legislation. In another development, the Kwacha has maintained its upward trend, opening the week at an average of 19 Kwacha 59 gwe per US dollar. According to the Bank of Zambia's money market, the Kwacha was buying at 19 Kwacha 57 gwe and selling at 19 Kwacha 62 gwe as of 09:30 today. Last week, the Kwacha sustained its appreciation, pushing the US dollar to around 19 Kwacha 17 gwe as of the close of business on Friday. On Friday, January 23rd, 2026, the Kwacha opened the day at 19 Kwacha 71 gwe against the dollar and closed at 19 Kwacha 74 gwe with an average trade of 19 Kwacha 76 gwe. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says the increase in the appreciation of the local currency in recent weeks will result in a noticeable increase in inflation for the month of January compared to December 2025. Mr. Chisanga stated that the Kwacha's rebound after losing its upward trend in the middle of last week is a positive indicator that the daily gains against the pullback remain consistent with normal market adjustment measures. He explains that the controlled volatility movement represents orderly consolidation rather than market stress. In international news, the Ugandan government has defended the ejection of three French journalists who had arrived to cover Uganda's ongoing general election, insisting the action did not violate any press freedom. Last week, journalist Bastien Ranou, the East African correspondent for France 24, and two others from Radio France International were expelled despite having entered Uganda with the documentation required to carry out their work. One of the other two journalists working for RFI was denied entry at the border, while the other initially allowed into the country was later escorted onto a return flight. Mr. Ranou, who arrived on January 17, the day President Yoweri Museveni was declared winner of the presidential election held 2 days earlier, was denied the opportunity to report. But Dr. Chris Bayumusi, Uganda's Minister for ICT, Information and National Guidance, said accreditation is a simple and standard process. He said Uganda is open to journalists who comply with its laws and their deportations were administrative in nature. Still in international news, dozens of mourners gathered at a sports complex in the South African city of Virene.